So is anyone else planning on coming down here? Okay. I was wondering if we were the big winners. Yeah.
I don't like these days. They suck it. So I think we need that
Yes. She was like,
passport. Because there's no way I can do the BBC. I can't do what I'm hunting. There's no way I have enough internet connection.
So, wait a sec. No, maybe I. So, the DAC monthly meeting with Sophia is on the 10th. So, the 3rd is the executive, the 10th is Sophia, and the 17th is the general. It's ridiculous.
I will prepare everything.
Okay.
Anyway, I stayed in the street here.
Yeah, I love that too. Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. You enjoying it? Did you ever watch Longmark? Probably similar. It's up in Montana or something. Longmire.
This one's an hour
off. I should have said something. Thank you. Perfect. Who else did that? I'm like, this is a freaking ream of paper. Good for you.
And how can we get about these? Is this from over here for the all time? What is this?
Oh my God. I needed a place to test their kids because they came in here and I was glad to. And they wanted to use our office, like our right in the middle of our office. But there's that center that's absolutely
perfect.
But I don't want to do it. Is our top
room? True. They said no.
No, he was like, sure. He was like, oh, this is the people I see. So then I ended up calling Melissa. I'm like,
oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be like, no, like, I won't share, but Jonathan Jim was like, I know, well, the room comes in, and they're even still there, and they're like, oh, this is not what happens. Everybody wants to go over this. I'm like, it just got through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you got both presentations of mine. Real simple, short and sweet. How much time do I have?
I don't know.
That's a good question. Okay.
I'm not too bad.
I don't know, like you can go there and find something with sound, I guess. What I need during the day. It works? That and nature sound. I guess it's a matter of how far I can go without saying anything, and then we'll put it in half.
Last night, before he went to sleep, they lowered the amount of oxygen that they were giving him. So we were all like, yeah. And the first thing this morning, they're like, oh, we have to pump him up to the max because he was losing it last night. You know? So they did some x-rays today of his lungs to see what's going on. So the last word she just told me is that the new doctor came in, did an assessment, brand fresh. Says, well, it looks like he's going to make it. He'll pull through. We just don't know how much damage has been done and if he's going to need to be on oxygen for a while. So it could be a couple of days. It could be a couple of weeks, or he could be on oxygen for the next 6 months. You know? I have no idea if guys are good or not. Leech, thank you. And they took this horse pill.
That horse one, they're like, oh yeah, and then it makes you basically
it doesn't work, is it?
It damages you.
Oh really? Who was that? Some guy used it though. Some famous guy, I remember.
What's that
man's
name?
Joe Rogan. Yeah, I guess.
Is he famous?
I don't know. Wasn't famous enough that I knew the name right off.
No.
Yeah, he was a
Sunday is what they call it in Ghana.
Hello.
How are you?
Good to meet you.
Good, welcome.
Are you here for the GAC meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have to bring a device on?
Yes, I have. Oh, beautiful. Yes, the backpack.
Okay.
Hello. Did you convert to Pershing or Lewis? Okay. Jack went to Lewis, and I think Dina there is the counselor. Yeah, I think so. Well, I'll find out in a minute.
Parte inferior de su pantalla. Si nos acompañan hoy por teléfono celular, por favor toquen los tres puntitos en la pantalla para que aparezca la opción de More, M-O-R-E, o Más en español, y ahí verán ustedes las opciones de interpretación. Si necesitan servicios de interpretación, seleccionen Spanish o Español en las opciones de idiomas y después escriban la palabra Español dentro del chat. Nosotros comenzaremos a interpretar la junta en cuanto veamos eso, la palabra Español en el chat. Si solo desean escuchar a los intérpretes y no a los presentadores en inglés, también seleccionen Mute Original Audio para desactivar el audio de los presentadores. Gracias. For this session, we will be using interpretation services. In a moment, if you're joining us today on a computer, you will see a small world globe icon at the bottom of your screen. If you're joining us today on a cell phone, please touch the three little dots on the screen for the more option, M-O-R-E, more, and there you will see the interpretation options. If you're joining us today in English, please be sure to select English so that you can hear when the interpreters interpret what other language participants share into English. Basically, everyone in today's meeting needs to select a language. In a moment, if you're joining us in English, please make sure you select English. Also, do not select mute original audio or you will not be able to hear the presenters. Thank you. Muchas gracias. And Ms. Johnson, whenever you're ready to activate it, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, do we have any other interpretation announcements?
No, that is all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so Jeff and I are going to tag team tonight. Jeff Bennett, our chair, he's in a very loud location, so his background noise may interfere. So I'll run us through the agenda. I'd like to take some time right now for public comment. Would anybody like to offer any public comment tonight? Please raise your hand, use the reaction raise hand button if so. Public comment. Okay, seeing as there's no public comment, want to make an announcement, please fill out the attendance form tonight so we can make sure that we're at a quorum in case we need to vote on any matters. So right now we're moving to our board officer updates. Jeff, are you able to report out or do you want me to start?
All right, sorry, it's really loud here. I'm at some training. So, the update I have really is that first of all, welcome to everybody who's newly to our DAC, all of our new members of SSCs that have come. Thank you for coming here. We have a presentation later that we're going to do for the board, but we're going to have everyone kind of look at it and give us some feedback, make any final changes before we send it. And we have a pretty exciting meeting. So I'll look forward to hearing from all of you later.
Great. Okay, thank you, Jeff. Yes, it's nice to see some new faces tonight in our meeting. So my update as the vice chair, I was the elected representative for the superintendent search committee. We've been very active over the past few months. Last week, we presented the job posting for the board's approval, and they approved that. And so the posting is public. So we're accepting applications. The district is accepting applications for potential superintendent candidates. I'll put a few things in the chat. There was a report provided a summary of all the town hall meetings that were conducted to gather input about qualities and skills for the next superintendent, as well as the qualities and skills of our students. There's also I just found out about a survey around ESSER funds, the emergency funding. It was sent out through the district, but I don't know that a lot of folks got it. So I'll put it back in the chat so that you can fill that survey out. Your participation would be helpful. Yeah, so I'll turn it, I guess that's all we have for tonight for the updates. I'm gonna turn it over now to Pamela King, who's gonna provide us with family engagement news. Pamela.
Beautiful, thank you. Okay, I'll start sharing my screen. Hello, everyone. One moment. I have so many windows open, so forgive me before I show you all my windows. I'm trying to get directly there so you won't see all that madness. Okay, so good evening, everyone. Thank you for allowing me again to share the updates with you. You know, good family engagement. And as I said previously, our belief does not change. We truly believe that families are trusted partners and we share the responsibility and the commitment to educating our children. We come from an equity stance, meaning that we are partnering with all stakeholders, whether it be the family, immediate family unit, it could be the pastor, it could be the coach, it could be anyone who plays a role in a child's life to create and maintaining that unity. Our overall goal is to strengthen that home and school relationship and really increase student achievement. But we want to also think about the whole family as a unit. Okay. The updates that I'm sharing with you right now, I actually have a link that's in the chat. It's going to have all of the links to everything that I present here. So you should have received families and staff a letter from the district a while back about the vaccine mandate. So the communication. So if you want to click on that link, you're more than welcome to see the letter if you don't recall or you want to pressure as to the communication that was sent to staff and to families. Uh-oh, let's go back here. Now, the district is offering testing at the Ed Center 7 days a week. I actually visited the Ed Center yesterday and saw families in line with their students. So it's for student and staff, and you can see the schedule here. They're open 12 hours on Monday through Friday, and then even on the weekends from 8 to 5. So when you click on that link, it'll show you exactly where it's at. But if you're familiar with the Ed Center, it's right there at the Sandy Coast Cafe. And so it's really convenient. And as I said, 7 days a week. Now, if you have signed up for your child to have testing at their school site, here is the link that you will see on that document that I share with you to give the information as to what days your child's school will be offering those testing, their testing schedule. In addition, this is updated, our frequently asked questions for the district. So they have many questions parents inquire about, and the district communications department actually update that frequently asked question list. So if you have a question, I would like to just recommend that you visit that site, because maybe the question that you have already been asked and answered. So you'll find that as well. And they have like 16 categories, and they continue to add more based on the feedback and the questions from our families. Our family engagement department will have 2 sessions about college applications. We know that time is here and approaching soon. And so we're collaborating with the counseling department, and the resource teachers will have 2 sessions. We have one in the morning, tomorrow morning, as well as another on Monday evening. We have interpretation services 15 minutes prior to sessions. So we welcome you. You probably already received communication. And then the link that's on that document is to our events calendar. Tells you exactly what it entails, give you a little more detail about it. Okay. Additionally, we have another session of enrollment options. The choice application. So we actually have our colleagues from Enrollment Options Neighborhood Schools moderate this session. They answer any questions that you may have. And I put a link on here, which is really nice. It's a digital guide to Center Unified, but it has categories. When you want to search for a school, you can put the name in, but they also have categories right here, like whatever you're looking for, and gives you a little more information about school. So I thought that was very useful and helpful as you are considering, if you are considering to choice your child to more information about that school. And then I wanna encourage you to visit our Family Fun Factory. So the link you have is to our family engagement website. And with the family engagement website here, if you just go to Family Fun Factory under FE Online Learning, Family Fun Factory, you'll see the different links here for the months. If you want to, would like to go to the events calendar, you can click here, it's here as well. And I just want to show you what we have going on. So this is for this week, week three. Oh, let me click on it right here. Click on it and you click on that little link. And then you have a PDF. What's beautiful about this, you have so many fun activities that you could do daily, but you could hear a read aloud, or you can get more information about that particular topic. For example, I love this little video. If I may just click on it, I'm just gonna give you a little excerpt of it.
Pamela, I think there's some challenges. Oh, she's frozen. I can't see her on my screen.
Oh, now she's moving again.
There you are. There you
go. Okay, so I'm frozen. I'm going to click out. Can I stop my video? Are you able to still hear me?
We can hear you. We can see the screen.
Let me click out because it may be just a little too much. I'm at the Ballard Center and somehow my communication doesn't... my internet is unstable. Sorry. I'm just going to scroll down and you can see other activities. Like for today, it's the 20th. It's National Day on Writing. And they have writing prompts and little challenges that you can do with your child. And then also we have other things here, but I want to show you this.
Pamela. Sorry to interrupt. I think your screen might have been frozen when you were frozen because we just see the Family Engagement Department website page.
Let me stop sharing. Okay. But you can hear me correctly.
I can hear you, yes. Oh,
thank you. I'm so sorry. This is internet. Can you see it now, everyone?
Maybe. It might be thinking about it. We see just a plain screen.
Let me. Okay. I'll stop sharing. So once you get on that link, it's not working with me today. So once you sit on the Family Fun Factory and or the events calendar, you'll see exactly what we have for week three. What I wanted to share with you is that we're really focusing on mindfulness with our kids and self-care with the family. And so we have that aspect at the end. And this week is just to take a little walk. So we have that that we're sharing with families, that aspect as well. So I just want to encourage you all to visit the Family Engagement website. And I think the last thing that I had to share for families, this as far as self-care and mindfulness, was just doing a puzzle. You know, sometimes when you do a puzzle, it just relaxes you and it just takes you to another place. It calms you. And so just reminding everyone to take care of yourself and practice some mindfulness practice, whether you take a walk or you do a puzzle, but really just take time to take care of yourself. So thank you, and I'm sorry for the technology difficulties. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pamela. Yeah, I put the website link in the chat. So if folks wanna go there to get more information, hopefully they'll be able to access that. Great, oh, I wanna get an update on our quorum. If we are at a quorum, if we know yet, or if we should move on to an informational item.
I think we're still counting on that.
Okay, great. All right. And so we'll move on to an informational item. And if you have questions for Pamela, please put them in the chat. We'll address those and answer them. I think what we'll do is move on to the LCAP update. Kimberly?
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. So my name is Kimberly Banks, and I am the lead financial analyst on the LCAP. So we wanted to give you guys just a very high macro level overview of what the LCAP is and what it entails. So I'll share my screen with you. Sorry. So the LCAP is comprised of what is called LCFF funding, which stands for Local Control Funding Formula, which is allocated to the school district by the state of California. So every school in the state of California, or every district, sorry, within the state of California receives a base grant for each student. And if your district is above 55% of unduplicated students, which are our English learners, our low income, and our foster youth students, which our district is, we're at about 57%. Then on top of the base grant, the district also receives a supplemental grant, which is an additional 20% per student that is above that threshold. I'm sorry, which is additional 20% per unduplicated student. And then on top of that, we receive what's called a concentration grant, which is an additional 50% per student above the threshold. So for us, since we're at about 57%, that equates to about 2% over that threshold, we receive an additional 50% for. So the way that we are required to account for this funding is through what is called the LCAP. And the LCAP is the Local Control Accountability Plan. So within the LCAP, it is comprised of a few different sections. And so we have the budget overview for parents section in the very beginning. We have the district overview and plan summary, which basically gives a macro level of what the district is planning to do. And then we have what's called an annual update. And that annual update says the last year we had an LCAP, we said we were going to do A, B, C, and this is what we actually were able to do. So the annual update is really the meat of what a lot of parents like to look at, because it looks at what we said we were going to do and what we did, what we were able to do.
All right. Yeah. And that, I believe, everyone wraps up the summer experience presentation. So I'm stop sharing. So the first one from the ADAC, so I'll turn back to your
chair and the first vice chair attend also a monthly meeting with key members from the
from the board time that we've got Sophia and Lon, and it's to ensure we're aligning our priorities and the staff is understanding what priorities are and that we're working together rather than working on separate lines of effort when we could be working together. It's been really productive. That was an additional kind of meeting that we had. It's not on a set time. We try to work around people's schedules, but that's an additional meeting. If you're going to go for one of those roles, that at least my recommendation would be when we continue. I think it's a lot of value add that me and Crystal started this last year, and that's something I would recommend leaders are continuing in that capacity as well. Let's see, I see a couple questions in chat. Yes, Greg, you do get the voting elections as the coordinator. You just can't be one of the folks running. So, are there any questions left about this process? Greg, what would be the best way for us to get nominations to you? Do you have a preferred communication?
We can email probably makes the most sense.
Okay.
Do you want to go through that to the DAC email? I mean, Greg, I don't know if we just email out there.
And they can't, but then someone at the DAC has to manage getting them to me.
Yeah, I know if things go in time, his birthday, they'll forward on to the election coordinator. Do you have anything you want to share at this time, or should we just have an email to the DAC and then work on back end? That's up to you.
I don't have a problem sharing my email. That's fine. I'll put it in the chat, and then whoever needs to know it down can.
Okay, great. And then be helpful, Gray, is Mary is going to reach out to you, and then you kind of know a little bit about that coordination, how you know rosters, and you're pretty much done.
So in that process, if we're interested in nominating themselves or somebody else, will submit a brief statement, no more than 250 words, and indicate which positions they want to be, they're nominating for, and they'll send that to Gray.
Yeah, yes. Email.
Okay, good. And the time frame too, we need something by a certain time because the election occurs next month.
Yes, we by noon on the day, otherwise executive meeting, that we have everything notes, what's going on, are there any issues, eligibility, and help people resolve on the board, because just by the election, folks have to be rostered, so if we name it, we can get on pass by doing that triage, that you have to
give me. We started with DSC and such a fine, it'll make it easier to search for things.
Thank you for setting up. I appreciate it very much. And I encourage you, if you're thinking about anything involved, if you're not comfortable going for the officer positions, please express your interest in being a little bit more involved, because I don't want to both meet with a lot of students based on perhaps expanded involvement that may not be as much kind of involved. So actually, I'm just going to be interested in before you do that right now.
Right, so, thank you, Jim. So at last meeting, last meeting, we heard from the government affairs liaison, and you're talking about efforts being made to allow hybrid format for our meetings. And hybrid format is really increase our decisions, so please. So out of that, I thought, let's offer it to this group just to form a small committee, a small working group committee, whatever we want to call it, where we can combine forces with other district advisory committees and other entities outside of our district to really allow our voice to be strong as a county. So other school districts, county office education, PTA, student groups, all kinds of folks, we can come together with a unified voice to then present to the legislators, hey, this is something that we really want and need. So if there's interest in for you, or if you know somebody who would be interested in this effort, please let me know. I'm going to put the DAC email in the chat, and just send an email and say, count me in. And what I anticipate the time commitment would be is, maybe 1 to 2 meetings a month initially to kind of get ourselves formed, and then come up with a game plan strategy. And at that point, we would just decide from there how far we want to take it. But I think that this is a prime opportunity for us to really show our strong support for this type of meeting format. Because according to the San Diego, or not the San Diego, the ed code, we can't meet virtually. And there's an emergency allowance during COVID, but the grace period is coming to an end. So let's make this I think it should be registration. So just gonna put that in chat. Send an email and say, count me in with your name, your school site, or who you represent, or where you're from in the community, and a way to get a hold of you. Obviously, your email, maybe a phone number too, and I'll work with everybody who responds to get us going for our first meeting. Any questions about that? Please need to take a vote to form the committee.
I know we've been executive committee, and it's in the chair form to me, so I formed it into the chair of that subcommittee, and this is our invitation to fill the committee.
Great, okay. Yes, absolutely, bring out your sites. DAC reps would be great. Like I said, if you have other people at your school site, or other people that you know in the community that you can look at, if we can make this a county-wide effort, and we'll be doing for that. Going forth with other districts to allow this to happen, that would be great.
So next we have Tom, who is going to give a bit of background and an overview of how the planning process and how the timeline. This is something that usually board members in the year form will do, we'll talk about it in your time, so we try to shift a little bit here. So hopefully this is normative and also kind of understand 20 areas of the DAC recommendations. But Tom?
You've seen the presentation. Okay. I'll echo what Jeff and Crystal both said. Having all of you here to express your members, you probably can't imagine how critically important your involvement is. And you know, it's not committed, but over here, 4 years I've been in this position, 20 years before that, I was a little. I truly appreciate the participation, parents, and members of the association. So welcome, and thank you. As I said, I'm going to try and give this presentation. It's pretty possible that I have about 12 minutes for a little bit. We'll do the best we can. I'm trying to offer So you might ask yourself what Title I is, and I'm going to repeat that to you, Jeff, copy of the position available to you. But there are federal dollars that give the school districts in need for students that are identified as in poverty. So it says right there, the lunch programs have been, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But these federal dollars in the school district who then decide how to use them. In our district, we've given them a much percentage of dollars we receive through school sites, and then we have some central office supports, if you will, that we fund by the way, ways, and for those dollars, I'm sorry. And these dollars just have to be spent on the second paragraph, they're an effective evidence-based educational strategy. So we are accountable for these every 2 years, we go through a federal monitoring review, which my partner heads up, and auditors or yours come in to spend these dollars and use school interest to make sure we're everything properly. We have accountability, but we're very thankful for dollars. So you may ask how they're allocated. Well, our portion of our reservation is about $30 billion annually. That's what we receive inside 1 year. We've got a little bit more because the pandemic sites were not able to spend all their dollars because they were in session, so they actually clearing the students were on campus, so they couldn't do $30 billion. We have to reach this, so part of this year's order is spent on the campus. My students have to check the case of the campus. We have to reach this, as I've also spent quite a lot of time. So we have to reach this, as I've also spent quite a lot of time. We have to reach this, as I've also spent quite a lot of time. We have to reach this, as I've also spent quite a lot of time. And I'm going to start from the bottom. I think I'm going to ask you to do that. 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 I'm going to ask you to do that.
To do hybrid models, since we can do all online based on relations, so we have to be able to and work that. So I'm really excited to see what's happening with there.
one of the things that we talked a lot about last year was assessments and what district is using. And there have been different assessments in different schools, and it's hard to understand everyone in relation to another. And when they didn't do any state assessments in other parts of the seas to understand kind of where we were and how they were really effective. It's really helpful for some continuity of assessments across the district. And FAST was the assessment they rolled out right before COVID. They didn't really launch as ideally as it could have because of COVID, but it's an assessment that we'll be able to have access to some results on for planning. And then the strengthening of our tool study councils, making sure that role is the five rubber stamp. These are challenging situations that we find our students in. And you will find that one school does one thing, another school tries to implement the same program, one has major success, another does. And then you have to figure out why didn't work for us, why didn't it work over there? And it takes pretty high community to solve some of these problems. And so the SSEs have a major role in that, but it's how we garner and grow that. And then one of the things is to align LIEs on all these mandated requirements so we can ensure there's actually collaboration prior and hard decisions being made. We had last year, hey, you put somebody on the superintendent search committee, and they don't just want you to appoint somebody, just actually, it's almost as hey, you're the chair, you just doing well, this is a committee, this is someone who's a representative, we should actually reach out there. And we brought that scenario to the committee, and they're like, hey, let's hold a special meeting, we have to form a special meeting and plan so we can actually, you know, select the person that was best suited for that, and person who was elected representative on actually doing a great job and keeping us updated. But just ensuring that they have the time and the you know, we're not being asked things the day before without time to actually take back to our SSEs and get feedback. So those are the challenges that we identified. So we talked about some general vision concepts last month, and then we did breakout sessions and had some additional feedback on areas that wanted to be included, included in a vision statement. And then I wordsmithed all of that together in a statement and did my best. I definitely want the feedback on after this presentation if there's things that people feel like we can change. But I have the DNC vision listed as, we are a body devoted to inclusiveness, reflecting the diversity of the communities we serve. We promote equity and accountability in student learning across the district, and are committed to transparency, collaboration, and evaluating student outcomes with clearly defined quantitative and qualitative metrics for success. So that's what we're putting forward unless we get some other recommendations from this meeting. This is us kind of taking this presentation to you, the body, and saying, hey, before we send this to the board, you know, did we miss something? Is there something that we should clarify? Because we want to make sure that it's truly representative of this body and not this Chuck or Crystal show. And then here are the planning priorities. Did you want to cover some of those, Chris, or don't worry, you know? So increasing the quantitative and qualitative data here at the DAC meetings, getting some of those metrics, things like the summer school data that we saw today. And when we get the additional data in December, making sure that gets out to you so you have that. You can take some of that information to your SSEs and have intelligent conversations and help inform other members who maybe aren't attending the DAC. Providing the three board updates annually with collaborative feedback cycles, and they're listed there, vision priorities, budget performance, and LCAP, and kind of lessons learned. I think we might say LCAP and the school site for student achievement. May add that in there. We now have confirmation that the timing of that will align. We can put the SPSA in there as well. And then this last one is one that we're really excited about. The last one on that, the ROI. It's the repository outcomes and interventions that includes results and reflections from SSEs across the district. This is something that we've asked to be formed. If any military folks know, like a center of lessons learned type of a thing, that was part of what motivated me in this. But the idea is that as an SSE, you can look and see whether school interventions like, hey, we're giving after school tutoring to address reading. Okay, that's been done in these other schools. They did it using this format, and here's their outcome. They did it in this format, and this was their part population. And you kind of see that, okay, they have feedback that this worked well, but they would change this aspect about it. And right now, we're in kind of the starting phases of developing ideas. The area superintendents have been charged with collecting some of the best practices and outcomes from schools where they're seeing changes. And it's going to be started with the kind of best of category, and then we're going to have a software SSE scenario. Hey, we tried this, it didn't work. Here's what we thought went wrong, and that can be included as well. But it will try to be the area superintendents going to have to charge on that database, but then have it available to us as SSEs to utilize. That's one of our priorities in seeing that can be developed and staying on that currently. Right, next slide.
Okay, so recommendations that we're going to present to the board of patients and continue our regular means of communication to distribution. We really don't want this to be, oh yeah, you want to meet with students, kind of fizzle out. We want to continue the momentum, and we want to hold that accountability and communication, keep those communication lines open. Again, you know, we mentioned Zen, Zoom has been a really, really great resource, great tool. And we've been asking, and we're recommending that we get more clarity around the district plans for assessments. You know, keep hearing FAST, keep hearing DEMI. You know, what are all these assessments? What does that mean? And why should I care as a parent? What does that tell me? What does that mean as an SSE? How are we going to use these assessments in our decision making process? So more clarity around what these assessments are, how they're used, and why they're used. To look at some great, again, definition of their alignment with the founder, making sure that we have the time to really engage and get our feedback. Because SSEs, you know, they're in this work, and so our feedback is very helpful in this process. So just the time, we're going to just more time. Also recommend that there's some investment in program analysis and database management for this repository, so that's accessible, not only just for research years, but also to work towards making it accessible to the SSEs themselves, because you know, easier that can be accessed, the rarer used without levels of bureaucracy and you know, approvals. So these are our opinions, and so we're curious about your thoughts. What did we miss? What are you most excited about? Feedback.
And if you like it, you can change anything, you can like the thumbs up in the chat.
Yeah, you were going to say something.
Yeah, well, I was just going to share that this will be my second year on DAC, and I think that this is all great, this entire format of this meeting. So it was just a great for all the introductory things for new SSE members and DAC participants, and I really like how Jeff mentioned that you just have to say everything that you could, really reflective statement on sort of the DAC vision or vision side stuff. Yeah, I think it's a really reflective statement on where we may have discussed it on sort of voting and moving on last year with different business items, action items that the body pushed back in different ways, and it was very cool and encouraging the way that you guys, Jeff and Crystal, that it was just embraced and taken on the immediacy to just be like, oh, yeah, okay, let's do it, let's try that. And it may want to come back to this community, so it's really cool to see it play out, that thing we were challenged with, our so reflected so well and addressed with immediacy, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear. Thank you. I'm going to recommendation when asking the district for clarity on the FAST and the DEMI, and that Zoom is helpful. Oh, yeah, Ricardo, I think your real hand is up.
Yeah, so, hi, everybody, and thanks for all the work you put into this. I do have a question, or maybe a question from the Chinese school. I'm going to start with the presentation. It's a very important question to other parents, so I'm working with more parents involved.
And one thing I just want to ask about right away, I just want to be shy, but I started coming last year, I started for another parent, and now I'm kind of more official, but these were 8 minutes, and now I see that they're becoming this collaborative meetings, and I know that's a requirement, and I'm happy to say that's possible, but I do wonder how much that's going to impact participation parents. I already see Kelsey and I went from 65 to 50 people. It's a long time, and so anyway, I just want to be honest, because they're trying to keep this meeting, because that's a lot of many of our stakeholders, I think. Again, everything is very appreciated. I just want to participation, if we can curtail that a
little bit. Yeah, we try to do this for those first 10 minutes, but there's so much stuff that's time to get done, part of the schedule that is from the master's and we try more specific what they expect, and if you're looking at the course of people in that field, you'll see when we have to, it's more optional. It's the original thing, and the rest of the impact. We do the best, the best to meet the needs that are running, like, for not being the learning myself. Our hope is that if we have a productive time and everything is done, that it's not just on me for things, and, you know, so I'm sorry, someone's learning, but
I'm going to add on the accessibility of the ACD is really important to have the on-site option for people who don't have access to devices and whatnot. But I don't want to echo what everyone says about Zoom making this possible, because I am able to still participate and parent and participate, and if it weren't for Zoom, I wouldn't be participating at all. So yeah, my recommendation would be much less participation. And we found with our SSE that we won't have teachers, any of them isn't willing to do it, if it's going to be in person, because they're already getting to the school and to miss out on their time to participate, it's not going to happen. So we have one person that's willing to be there in person for meetings to make that be available, but everyone else can participate in Zoom, so that we're still fulfilling the requirement of in-person option. And I think it should be something like that.
Yeah, we actually, I do have right now. I'm sorry, I'm not available for you, so the Zoom really helpful for me, but we did ask to have computers up and be available there, so I don't know if anything's there.
Like one person plus the leadership team. Okay.
One in addition to four staff, so there's five of us here, but only one staff. Yeah. And we appreciate being here.
Yeah, Zoom is helpful. But I also don't want to see a person teacher, so I think that hybrid is a nice option, but we figure out how to make it work technically, that we can be able to.
All right. Well, we're going to go ready for you. If anyone would like to stay on, get a quick 5-7 minutes over to bring on your resources if you'd like to have that. Obviously, we'll provide that. But if you're been on four, you don't need to go, feel free to we'll bring it for me now, but you're going to say a lot for me.
So we're going to invite you and come down to our invitation.